Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Hilary Swank, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm doing great now. I wasn't doing great when I was lucky enough in this job, sometimes you get this, to get an entire cinema to myself to watch your movie.
Wow.
And I ugly cried for the entire thing.
Well, it's like, a good thing you were alone then.
Maybe you're right. But it is such an emotional movie. My God, I don't know what it was, but I just sat there and bawled for pretty much the whole thing.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a good cry, though. It's
not, yes.
You know, it's at least that. I think it's a reminder. I think this movie is a reminder of the kindness that we've kind of lost touch with. And I think that we tap into that when we watch films like this, because there's so much hardship in the world right now. So seeing a movie that deals with some tough things, but also has so much levity, but I think it also has so much human kindness and I think it reminds, the reminder also is like that we're all flawed and you don't have to be perfect to help someone else. I mean, people think like, oh, to be an angel, you have to like be a literal angel, that you can't be going through anything. And yet we all can make a difference in someone's life every day, even if it's just smiling at someone.
Yes. Thank you. I'm such a proponent of this. On my social media, I'm always putting out like anything I can find that's a positive story. I believe there's more good news in the world than bad news, but we're just fed and are conditioned to accept the bad news as news. No, it's all news, good or bad.
That's right. That is so true. And thank you for doing that, because I do think that that makes a difference. And even if one person says, oh my gosh, and that changes the trajectory of their day, then that's going to have that trickle down effect.
Exactly. Yeah. What about, can you give, because my audience, my listeners won't have seen this movie by the time this goes out on the radio. So can you give the kind of 30-second elevator pitch? What is this story about?
I would say this is about a woman who is flawed that finds her greatest purpose and herself again through helping another person in need. And kind of, she goes through the dark night of her soul to get there. But she's funny and she's like a firecracker.
Yes, she is. I wonder, she's so determined, I think, in Sharon's personality shines through. I wonder how much of Hillary is in Sharon. Is there a determined woman I thought so.
Yeah, I don't think that I think anyone who really wants to kind of live their fullest purpose and has a dream that most people will call, like impossible.
Yep.
Which, by the way, it's not just becoming an actor that it makes you is impossible. There's so many things that people think that are out of their reach that you can achieve if you set your mind to it. And so for me, I think that's where we connect to Sharon and I, is the idea that your mind is your biggest obstacle. And if we can just get out of our own way, and a lot of people who are listening to this will say things, because they've said it to me, oh, it's easy for you to say because you this, that, and that. But it wasn't always this, that, and that for me in the beginning. I grew up in a trailer park in a small town, and I had a lot of odds against me. In fact, when I went back to that town, I ran into a woman at a grocery store. She said her name. She said, I'm sorry to bother you. She said, but I went to school with you. And at one point when we were all together, my dad was there, you said you wanted to be an actor and you were going to go to California to pursue it. And he looked at you and said, yeah, good luck with that. Mm. And he was condescending. And
right.
He was an adult, and she later said, she goes, I make fun of him now, and said, well, it's a good thing you wished her luck, Dad, because look at how successful she is. And this woman said, I have three daughters. And I said, you better never speak to them like that.
There you go.
So, it's just like that reminder that, you just keep persevering and don't worry about how it's going to work out. You just, if something comes up, you deal with it one thing at a time. But the worry is also a mindset.
Totally. Yeah. Well, look, before this turns into a whole, self-help conversation, let's talk a little bit about the process of making this movie, because I often wonder, when a story is so emotional like this one is, and it's also a true story, which is what constantly comes back into your mind when you're watching it, how does the process almost get in the way of those emotions that you want to portray? Is it a bigger challenge to bring these kinds of emotions to the screen?
No, I think that acting is empathizing. I think you just, if you can empathize and really feel what someone's going through, you know, it just kind of tumbles out.
Yeah, that makes sense. The relationship between Sharon and Ed is so wonderful to see, a platonic, non-romantic male-female relationship just emerge through this whole movie with never a second of anything else on. I loved that about it.
Yeah, me too. And I have to say, when I was reading it, I was wondering where it was going to go. And I was hoping it didn't go into a love story, because it's just also this reminder that men and women can have very close and loving relationships without it having to become a couple.
Couldn't agree more. Listen, I must congratulate you on becoming a mother of twins, because I'm a father of twins and I can see the exhaustion in your eyes. Well, actually, I've got four kids, twin girls.
First or second?
Last. Yes, we had a boy.
That's extra hard.
And then we went for a third baby and got twins. I've got two girls. But it was, it's perfect. It couldn't be any better.
Isn't it so much fun?
Yes. Thank you for saying that. It is so much fun.
People don't talk about how fun it is. And they are hilarious together.
Are yours about a year old now? Maybe a bit more than that?
They are. They're 12 months and 2 weeks.
Okay. So right. And I've got 9-year-old girls now. So trust me, it gets slightly easier. I promise you.
Good to know, because I definitely didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, that's going to happen. And come here, just very quickly before I have to go, because this is an Irish audience that you're talking to. Obviously, P.S. I Love You is something you made here. Yes. Cecilia Hearn's beautiful story. Yes. Have you been back to Ireland since you made that? Or what are your memories of Ireland, when you were here making that?
I love Ireland. And no, I haven't been back, which is so insane, because so much time has gone by. And I remember being there and loving it and thinking, I have to come back here and actually really experience it, because I was making a movie the whole time. And
yeah.
I did experience a Guinness in the proper way.
Good.
But I just love the people. The people are so great. And I appreciate that so much. And I feel like it's kind of like when I went to visit New Zealand, like people were just so nice. And I think it's something about being, I don't know. Just you guys all have your head on straight.
Yeah, we're sound. That's what we'd say about each other. We're sound. There's a word for you. Yeah, we're sound.
And you have great accents.
Thank you so much. Listen, it's been great to talk to you. Congratulations on Ordinary Angels. It is just, as I said, a wonderful way to spend 2 hours. But bring your tissues to the cinema, that's for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hillary. Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.